Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot and city officials are expected to have a briefing any moment now updating the situation in Chicago. We will bring Mayor Lightfoot to you live as soon as she begins speaking. Obviously, she'll be talking about what happened overnight and the fact that downtown is essentially on a lockdown. Only essential employees being allowed in and out of the loop, along with people who live downtown. Again, we expect the mayor to address this more and offer more details any moment now from the Office of Emergency Management, and we will bring her to you live. The community in Aurora is rallying after a night that saw vandals and looters torch police cars, break windows, and steal from stores following a peaceful demonstration.
Allied with brooms and garbage containers.
We just wanted to come out and be a help, you know, this is our home.
Michelle Fultz was among dozens of Aurora residents who just started showing up downtown to help clean up from last night's violence. Norma Ojeda liked what she saw with everyone pitching in.
I thank God for that, because this is what Aurora is about. It's our community. We all live here. We grew up here.
Aurora police say three police cars were destroyed by fire. Buildings were vandalized, a couple set on fire, and police were shot at and pelted with objects. Downtown resident Steve Adams surveyed the early morning damage.
Protests, fine, but rioting and damaging property doesn't make sense.
In Aurora, Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Volunteers are also hitting the streets of Chicago to clean up businesses that were hit by vandals and looters overnight.
The sound of cleaning is replacing the sound of sirens in the Logan Square neighborhood. A cleanup crew made up of business owners and neighbors are sweeping glass and picking up debris outside the Foot Locker and Gap outlet stores at Milwaukee Avenue and Diversey, which were cleaned out by looters overnight. This woman describes herself as a friendly neighbor. She was sweeping glass outside of Foot Locker. She says it was one way to help after a sleepless night.
I don't know any of these people over here to my right. There's a crew of people all volunteering, so piece by piece, we'll hopefully rebuild.
Volunteers are also cleaning up shattered glass at storefronts on Milwaukee Avenue in Wicker Park. In Wicker Park, Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A Hyde Park protest yesterday. Much different tone than others across Chicago over the weekend.
Crowds took to the streets for a peaceful protest as police officers monitored from the sidewalks. Charlie Lemke-Bell says until serious conversations lead to serious changes when it comes to racial inequality, protesting and demonstrating will continue.
We have seen for too long the economic oppression, the criminal justice system put us down, and we have seen various forms of overt and non-overt oppression. Last week, we saw a modern-day luncheon in Minneapolis, out in the plain open.
Bell and others say they were disappointed to see some protests turn violent over the weekend, take away the spotlight from the memory of George Floyd. Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A person was shot while standing guard at a liquor store last night on the northwest side. Chicago police say the man was outside a store along the 3900 block of West Diversey. When he was hit by gunfire, he was taken to the hospital for treatment of a gunshot wound to the arm.
That's the WBBM All Local. Updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker Breaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.